Praise the Lord. This is Tony Alamo. We're reading through the Bible. We're in the book of Genesis, and this is chapter 46. Let's ask the Lord to bless this service. Father, we thank and praise your holy name for the witness and all the evidence of your word in this world today. We thank you, Holy Father, for your spirit. We thank you, Lord, that you've teaching us, have taught us the different methods of spiritual warfare, because the battleground is in the mind and in heavenly places. Lord, we thank you because we know the enemy and we know how to fight him. You've taught us how to war by prayer. Open the windows of heaven, Lord God, and open every heart and every spirit, the mind of the spirit, to receive another day of strength from your word. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. And everybody says amen.
Amen.
All right.
Genesis chapter 46, King James Version, verse 1. And Israel took his journey with all that he had, and came to Beersheba, and offered sacrifices unto the God of his father Isaac. And God spake unto Israel in the visions of the night, and said, Jacob, Jacob. And he said, Here am I. And he said, I am God, the God of thy father. Fear not to go down into Egypt, for I will there make of thee a great nation. I will go down with thee into Egypt, and I will also surely bring thee up again, and Joseph shall put his hand upon thine eyes.
This means that Joseph will be sitting by his bedside at the time of his death to pull down his eyelids when he dies. Read that last statement.
And Joseph shall put his hand upon thine eyes.
That means that when you die, he'll close your eyes, your eyelids, all right? Okay, now next.
Commentary, verses 1.
In other words, he's saying you're going to die in Egypt, and Joseph will be by your bedside and close your eyes for you. Okay? You would have never got that, right?
No.
That's what it means. Okay, then what else?
Commentary, verses 1 through 4.
If you study the Hebrew, you see that's what it means. Okay, then what else?
Jacob's journey to Egypt. So Jacob set out for Egypt with all his possessions.
Nobody touches anybody's eyes unless you're dead, or unless you're an optometrist, an ophthalmologist. All right. Then what?
And when he came to Beersheba, he offered sacrifices to the God of his father, Isaac. During the night, God spoke to him in a vision, quote, Jacob! Exclamation point. Jacob! Exclamation point. He called. Quote, Here I am, Jacob replied. Quote, I am God, the voice said, the God of your father. Do not be afraid to go down to Egypt, for I will see to it that you become a great nation there. I will go with you down to Egypt, and I will bring your descendants back again. But you will die in Egypt with Joseph at your side.
And Joseph did die in Egypt. That's what he's saying. You're going to die. Joseph died there and Jacob died there. Amen?
Amen.
And when they left, they carted them out of Egypt into Canaan, right?
Right.
Okay, then go ahead.
King James Version, verse 5. And Jacob rose up from Beersheba, and the sons of Israel carried Jacob their father and their little ones and their wives in the wagons which Pharaoh had sent to carry him. And they took their cattle and their goods, which they had gotten in the land of Canaan, and came into Egypt, Jacob and all his seed with him, his sons and his sons' sons with him, his daughters and his sons' daughters, and all his seed brought he with him into Egypt.
His sons, which means his grandsons, and his sons' daughters, which means his granddaughters. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, read the commentary.
Commentary, verses 5 through 7. So Jacob left Beersheba, and his sons brought him to Egypt. They carried their little ones and wives in the wagons Pharaoh provided for them. They brought their livestock too, and all the belongings they had acquired in the land of Canaan. Jacob and his entire family arrived in Egypt. Sons and daughters, grandsons and granddaughters, all his descendants. King James Version, verse 8. And these are the names of the children of Israel which came into Egypt, Jacob and his sons. Reuben, Jacob's firstborn. And the sons of Reuben, Hanok, and Phallu, and Hezron, and Carmi. And the sons of Simeon, Jemuel, and Jamin, and Ohad, and Jachin, and Zohar, and Shaul, the son of a Canaanitish woman. Commentary, verses 8 through 10. These are the names of the Israelites, the descendants of Jacob, who went with him to Egypt. Reuben was Jacob's oldest son. The sons of Reuben were Hanok, Phallu, Hezron, and Carmi. The sons of Simeon were Jemuel, Jamin, Ohad, Jachin, Zohar, and Shaul. Shaul's mother was a Canaanite woman.
She was a black. Aren't they what?
King James Version, verse 11. And the sons of Levi, Gershon, Kohath, and Merari.
Kohath is, to this day, still, it's like that's the people brag, the Jews brag that they're Kohath of the tribe of Levi, or Kohens and so on, right? You've heard that before, Sharon?
Yes.
Kohath, Kohens, Luzons. I have people in my dad's side of the family that say, yeah, we're Kohath. Like that means anything anymore. It doesn't. It's all spiritual now. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, then what?
And the sons of Judah, and Onan, and Shelah, and Perez, and Zerah. But and Onan died in the land of Canaan. And the sons of Perez were Hezron and Hemuel. Commentary, verses 11 through 12. The sons of Levi were Gershon, Kohath, and Merari. The sons of Judah were Onan, Shelah, Perez, and Zerah. But and Onan had died in the land of Canaan. The sons of Perez were Hezron and Hamul. King James Version, verse 13. And the sons of Issachar, Tola, and Phuva, and Job, and Shimron. And the sons of Zebulun, Seared, and Elon, and Jaleel. These be the sons of Leah, which she bare unto Jacob in Padanaram, with his daughter Dinah. All the souls of his sons and his daughters were 33. Commentary, verses 13 through 15. The sons of Issachar were Tola, Pua, Jashub, and Shimron. The sons of Zebulun were Seared, Elon, and Jaleel. These are the sons of Jacob who were born to Leah in Padanaram, along with their sister Dinah. In all, Jacob's descendants through Leah numbered 33.
Now, what this is doing here is just telling, okay, here's a new phase of the whole nation of Israel. They're going into the land of Egypt with around 70 souls. And when the time that Moses was called by God to take the Israelites out of Egypt, there was over 600,000 souls. It's arbitrary. Some people say it's over 600,000 souls to 3 million, just from 70 souls. That's how God had multiplied them while they were in Egypt. And so it's just, the Bible is just telling us here, look at how few there were. And then when Moses took them out, look at how many they are. Amen?
Amen.
And then they multiplied again in those years that they were on the desert, to where all the old ones, so 600,000 to 1.5 million to 3 million, whatever it was, it all died, and all the new ones were born. So it could have increased up to 2-3 million again. Amen?
Amen.
So innumerable. God said they'd be innumerable, as this, if you attempted to count the stars, which there are literally billions of them, or the sand on the seashore. Amen?
Amen.
So that's amazing how they are multiplied like that. It's no wonder the Egyptians were concerned about their numbers. Amen?
Amen.
All right, then go ahead.
King James Version, verse 16. And the sons of Gad, Ziphion and Haggai, Shunai and Ezbon, Eri and Arodi and Areli. And the sons of Asher, Jimna and Ishua and Ishuai and Beriah and Sirah, their sister. And the sons of Beriah, Heber and Malkiel. And these are the sons of Zilpah, whom Laban gave to Leah his daughter, and these she bare unto Jacob, even 16 souls. Commentary, verses 16 through 18. The sons of Gad were Zophon, Haggai, Shunai, Ezbon, Eli, Arodi, and Areli. The sons of Asher were Imna, Ishva, Ishvi, and Beriah. Their sister was named Sarah. Beriah's sons were Heber and Malkiel. These 16 were descendants of Jacob through Zilpah, the servant given to Leah by her father Laban. King James Version, verse 19. The sons of Rachel, Jacob's wife, Joseph and Benjamin. And unto Joseph in the land of Egypt were born Manasseh and Ephraim, which Asenath, the daughter of Potipharah, priest of On, bare unto him. Commentary, verses 19 through 20. The sons of Jacob's wife Rachel were Joseph and Benjamin. Joseph's sons born in the land of Egypt were Manasseh and Ephraim. Their mother was Asenath, daughter of Potipharah, priest of Heliopolis. King James Version, verse 21. And the sons of Benjamin were Vela and Becher and Ashbel, Gera and Naaman, Ehi and Rosh, Muppim and Huppim and Ard. These are the sons of Rachel, which were born to Jacob. All the souls were 14. Commentary, verses 21 through 22. Benjamin's sons were Bela, Beker, Ashbel, Gera, Naaman, Ehi, Rosh, Muppim, Huppim, and Ard. These 14 were the descendants of Jacob and his wife Rachel. King James Version, verse 23. And the sons of Dan, Hushim. And the sons of Naphtali, Jehaziel, and Gunai, and Jezer, and Shelem. These are the sons of Bilhah, which Laban gave unto Rachel his daughter, and she bare these unto Jacob. All the souls were 7. Commentary, verses 23 through 25. The sons of Dan was Hushim. The sons of Naphtali were Jahaziel, Gunai, Jezer, and Shelem. These 7 were the descendants of Jacob through Bilhah, the servant given to Rachel by her father Laban. King James Version, verse 26. All the souls that came with Jacob into Egypt, which came out of his loins, besides Jacob's sons' wives, all the souls were 66.
Yeah, the other's not including the other 4, but that's 66, but there was the other with the other 4, that's 70. Okay, so go ahead.
And the sons of Joseph, which were born him in Egypt, were 2 souls.
So that counts as 4, amen?
Amen.
That's 70. That were there, Jews, that were there in Goshen, in Egypt. Okay, then what?
All the souls of the house of Jacob, which came into Egypt, were 70.
That's 70. Amen?
Amen.
And look how it mushroomed over the years. All right, that's why this is just a whole other phase of, it's just showing, this is going into a new stage of Israel. And so it's just like a marking here. You know, the Lord in the Bible takes the time to mark this chapter here, okay, because this is what we started with. And now I'm going to show you what we're going to finish with. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, then what?
Keep going here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And he sent Judah before him unto Joseph to direct his face unto Goshen.
Right, because here they're traveling, and Jacob sent Judah to meet up with Joseph so he could show him where the location of Goshen was, for because that's where the good land is for grazing cattle. And then Joseph has to instruct him, don't say that you're sheepherders, because that's an abomination here in Egypt. They don't want you to tear up all the grass. Just say that you've been raising cattle all these years. Okay? And he says it in this chapter. Okay, go ahead.
And they came into the land of Goshen.
Right. Then keep going.
And Joseph made ready his chariot and went up to meet Israel, his father, to Goshen, and presented himself unto him. And he fell on his neck, and wept on his neck a good while. And Israel said unto Joseph, now let me die, since I have seen thy face, because thou art yet alive. Commentary, verses 26 through 30. So the total number of Jacob's direct descendants who went with him to Egypt, not counting his sons' wives, was 66. Joseph also had two sons who had been born in Egypt. So altogether there were 70 members of Jacob's family in the land of Egypt. Jacob's family arrives in Goshen. Jacob sent Judah on ahead to meet Joseph and get directions to the land of Goshen. And when they all arrived there, Joseph prepared his chariot and traveled to Goshen to meet his father. As soon as Joseph arrived, he embraced his father and wept on his shoulder for a long time. Then Jacob said to Joseph, quote, now let me die, for I have seen you with my own eyes and know you are still alive. King James Version, verse 31. And Joseph said unto his brethren and unto his father's house, I will go up and show Pharaoh and say unto him, my brethren and my father's house, which were in the land of Canaan, are come unto me. And the men are shepherds, for their trade hath been to feed cattle, and they have brought their flocks and their herds and all that they have. And it shall come to pass, when Pharaoh shall call you and shall say, what is your occupation? That ye shall say, thy servant's trade hath been about cattle from our youth even until now, both we and also our fathers.
Yeah, don't mention sheep, just say cattle. We've kept breeders of cattle. That's all we've done from our youth up till now. Then what?
That ye may dwell in the land of Goshen, for every shepherd is an abomination unto the Egyptians.
Okay.
Commentary, verses 31 through 34. And Joseph said to his brothers and to all their households, quote, I'll go and tell Pharaoh that you have all come from the land of Canaan to join me. And I will tell him, these men are shepherds and livestock breeders. They have brought with them their flocks and herds and everything they own! Exclamation point. So when Pharaoh calls for you and asks you about your occupation, tell him, quote, we have been livestock breeders from our youth, as our ancestors have been for many generations. When you tell him this, he will let you live here in the land of Goshen, for shepherds are despised in the land of Egypt.
Okay. Now we have commentary. That was the last verse in chapter 46 of Genesis, and now some commentaries.
46:1-4. So Jacob set out for Egypt with all his possessions, and when he came to Beersheba, he offered sacrifices to the God of his father Isaac. During the night, God spake to him in a vision, quote, Jacob! Exclamation point! Jacob! Exclamation point! He called. Quote, here I am, Jacob replied. Quote, I am God, the voice said, the God of your father. Do not be afraid to go down to Egypt, for I will see to it that you become a great nation there. I will go with you down to Egypt, and I will bring your descendants back again. But you will die in Egypt with Joseph at your side.
He will shut your eyelids. in order for him to do that, he'd have to be at his side, right?
Right.
Okay, then what?
Some might think it was wrong for the Hebrews to leave the Promised Land, but the promise God made to Jacob shows that it was God's will for them to reconcile in Egypt. When we are in the Spirit, we are subject to the authority of God. It is up to God where and when we go.
Right, if he tells you to go to Egypt, and it seems wrong, you still go because it was right. Amen?
Amen.
Because there was still 5 years of famine, and that gave them an opportunity to stay alive for 5 more years, and it was good to them for quite a few years. Amen?
Amen.
And God made them strong and multiplied them there. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, then what?
The will of God often surprises people. God sent Israel and his family to Egypt to preserve them and cause them to multiply. 46 verse 1. So Jacob set out for Egypt with all his possessions, and when he came to Beersheba, he offered sacrifices to the God of his father, Isaac. Beersheba. It was a journey to worship at an ancient shrine. There was an occasion for it.
It was a great occasion because God told him that, don't be afraid to go there. You're going to be able to survive there. And you're going to die, and Joseph is going to be by your side, and it's going to be a very peaceful death. Amen?
Amen.
And every one of your descendants are going to prosper here and multiply here, and you're going to become a great nation here. There's only 70 of us now, and so he said, I went there to Beersheba, where you worshiped before, and worshiped the Lord. Amen?
Amen.
It was a great occasion for rejoicing and for worshiping the Lord. Because one minute they're starving to death, and now Joseph is the head of the entire most prosperous country in the world. Everyone was coming to him for food. Amen?
Amen.
And he's the ruler. It's my son. And he's going to, you know, I'm going to be able to relax now and kick back, right?
Right.
I'm taken care of now until the day I die. And Joseph, my long-lost son, is going to be right there next to me when I die. What could be better? Amen?
Amen.
All right, then what?
46, 2 through 4. Quote, during the night God spoke to him in a vision. Quote, Jacob, exclamation point, Jacob, exclamation point, he called. Quote, here I am, Jacob replied. Quote, I am God, the voice said, the God of your father. Do not be afraid to go down to Egypt, for I will see to it that you become a great nation there. I will go with you down to Egypt, and I will bring your descendants back again. But you will die in Egypt with Joseph at your side. God has now spoken of his covenant 7 times to Abraham, 2 times to Isaac, and 3 times to Jacob.
That's quite something, you know. That's a lot of times to just repeat that covenant to them, all 3 of them. Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, 7, 2, and 3. All right, that's 12, God's number. All right, then what else? What of God's numbers? 3, 7, 8, and 12. All right, then what?
His hand on your eyes. Quote, Joseph will close your eyelids when you die. 46:8-25. The list of descendants here serves
all it is telling of this whole list of descendants of each one of Jacob's sons and who bore them for him. And it's just, as I stated before, it's just showing the amountage of souls that are entering into Egypt, so that when they leave Egypt, you can see how greatly they multiplied. Amen? There's only 70 souls, and then there's minimum 600,000 strong. All right, then what?
The list of descendants here serves primarily to mark those involved in a significant turning point of Israel's history. 46:27. Quote, Joseph also had 2 sons who had been born in Egypt. So altogether there were 70 members of Jacob's family in the land of Egypt. Jacob entered Egypt with a family of 70. his descendants departed from Egypt under Moses was approximately, and the number varies, between 600,000 to 3 million, 600,000 strong, Exodus 12:37. Quote, and the children of Israel journeyed from Ramses to Succoth, about 600,000 on foot that were men beside children.
It doesn't even mention women, so that's why they say it goes up to maybe 1 million to 1.5 million, maybe 3 million people with women and children. Okay? All right, then what?
The additional four, verse 26, include Ephraim, Manasseh, Joseph, and Jacob. 46:28. Quote, Jacob sent Judah on ahead to meet Joseph and get directions to the land of Goshen. And when they all arrived there, Joseph prepared his chariot and traveled to Goshen to meet his father. As soon as Joseph arrived, he embraced his father and wept on his shoulder for a long time. Goshen was a grazing area in the eastern Nile River Delta. According to the monuments, Asiatics did sometimes settle in Egyptian pasture lands. Their presence in Egypt could and soon would cause serious friction. Exodus 1:8-11. Quote, now there arose up a new king over Egypt, which knew not Joseph. And he said unto his people, behold, the people of the children of Israel are more and mightier than we. Come on, let us deal wisely with them, lest they multiply, and it come to pass that when there falleth out any war, they join also unto our enemies and fight against us, and so get them up out of the land. Therefore they did set over them taskmasters to afflict them with their burdens, and they built for Pharaoh treasure cities, Pithom and Ramses. 46:34. Quote, tell him, quote, we have been livestock breeders from our youth, as our ancestors have been for many generations. When you tell him this, he will let you live here in the land of Goshen, for shepherds are despised in the land of Egypt. An abomination, because of the traditional hostility of the cattleman and the shepherd, Joseph instructed his brothers to identify themselves with livestock, cattle.
Right. The reason for it was, is it doesn't even mention in the Bible, but because the sheep pull up all the grass, the roots of the grass, they eat the roots too. And that means you can't get another two or three mowings out of the grass. It's just, they just make the land waste. So that's why the cattle just chew the grass, and it comes up again for another mowing, and then some parts of the country, two and three mowings a year. And the roots are still in it. All right? All right, so this is Tony Alamo, and that was the 46th chapter of the book of Genesis. He'll be doing chapter 47 this evening, Lord willing. And until then, keep concentrating on the Lord. Think about him all the time, and think about these scriptures, and let them be your teacher as to how to live your life, because these are our examples as to what to do and what not to do. And the Lord tells us to meditate on his word both day and night, and we'll be like trees planted by the waters, the living waters. It will never fall. Amen?
Amen.
Because this is the waters of life. And you can tell that, too, when you listen to these chapters one at a time. Even one at a time, it keeps you walking on the water, doesn't it?
Yes.
Praise the Lord, because this is a very tumultuous life that we need, this world. And we need these scriptures to keep us in the spirit of the Lord. So keep looking up. Think about the Lord. Think about these scriptures. Apply them to your life. And keep your heart on the things in the kingdom of heaven rather than on this earth. And you'll be in heaven one of these days, one of these moments. Okay, until next chapter 47, God bless you and praise the Lord. Amen.